African came out in 2023 in Morocco, and they registered an organization called African Confederation of Digital Sports. It is like a CAF, which is at the football side. So that organization was registered in Africa. All the 51 countries of Africa, including the president, came and they attended that General Assembly and they did the registration. So it was last year in Morocco, in 2023, and now it is functioning. And all those countries in Africa, they are all from the digital sport. That now they is called e-sport. It is called e-sport. Like one we have in South Sudan is called South Sudan Electronic Sport Federation.
This organization is going to be using or depending on internet for its operation, because digital sports is to do with computer games, and internet penetration in South Sudan is very, very minimal. In fact, a lot of ITC experts say internet is the tool of the elite in South Sudan. How are you going to enhance the introduction of digital sports in South Sudan, in a country where it's difficult to even stay online for 1 minute?
That is a challenge, and I can say we can take that challenge just like everybody else has taken that challenge, because that is a challenge that people can play. But what I can tell you about this, people can play. The only thing that we cannot do is to play in the competition. The competition needs a very strong sport, and that actually not only plays in South Sudan, but it is also facing so many countries in Africa. Sometimes last year, there was a competition that was going on in the FIBA competition. And all the African countries who are qualified had to move to Dubai to go and play there, because they don't have a strong internet in the continent. I mean, a strong server that can hold the digital sport. But playing regionally here is okay. The internet we have is very okay. The only challenge that we have is very expensive. But the good advantage that we have, the young people, most of the young people that we are actually playing digital sports for South Sudan, more of them are in Kenya, and they have access to internet. Just like the people of the basketball, where a lot of them are in US, and they come when they are playing for the country, they come all together and they do that.
It's okay to, make use of South Sudanese who are in the diaspora. But the flip side of it is that we are ignoring the local talents at home. You gave an example of the basketball team that are all in US, UK, Canada, and Australia. They represented us well at the Olympics in France. But after that, they all left.
We have to start with people who are ready, and then we establish a system that will actually now be used by the local people. So locally here, what actually we are planning to do is to get a playing room where the people will be playing there.
Your role as the president of the e-sports in South Sudan is to, advocate for affordable internet in the country, because if you are going to depend on ICT for the mainstay of the players, it's an open secret that the telephone-based internet in South Sudan is quite expensive, and there are very few people who can afford. What are you doing to beat down these prices?
Actually, what we are doing, as I mentioned to you, we are actually working now to establish a center where the youth will be playing. We'll put the internet there, and that internet will be used by the youth free. They will use it free, so that they can be able now to participate there, because that internet, the federation will be paying for it. Because now that the people, the youth, cannot afford to pay for the internet. And the best thing we can do is to have an office where there is a strong playing room, where all the people, and we buy all the equipment, put them there, and it will be a great platform for the youth to play there.
You said it well, that it's better to start from somewhere than to wait. But most of these projects are only Juba-focused. Do you have plans to expand this to the other states, especially where cattle rustling is the main preoccupation of young people?
From Juba, we will expand to form the federation, the association at the state level. The federation will be linked to the national federation, which will be working with us. And those people, when we have actually the resources, we will have money. The challenge we have is not that we don't have the opportunity at the state and county level. We have the opportunity, but the challenge that we have are the resources.